Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We have a very special guest to join us on this last leg. We have James Stutely from Carb on Carb. How are we doing this morning, James?
Good. Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good. Nice. Is it pretty decent weather where you are?
It's pouring down.
Yeah, it's not too great in Dunedin either. It's a bit of a overcast, rainy day. It's classic Dunedin weather. Anyway, Carb on Carb is the name of your duo, your creative duo. What is your favourite carbohydrate?
Probably rice.
Rice, eh?
I think.
Not a bread fan?
I'm a bread fan, but if we're nailing it down to the one favourite, it's rice.
Okay, fair enough. It is the foundation of a lot of amazing meals, so that is an understandable take. Now, this latest album, Take Time, I believe is the name of the album, it ruminates on time, looking to the future whilst being sure of the past, to be right in the present. What are some of the biggest takeaways you guys have had as a creative tag team about looking back, about the nature of retrospectiveness?
What the album is sort of using the past and looking back can be quite a good guide for the future, look back and see when things are going right and what you're doing then, and sort of use that for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really about nostalgia or trying to hold on to the past, more things move in cycles and the past can be a good instruction for the future.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Well, it's funny you say that's not too much about nostalgia, because I feel like the opener, 2009, has a bit of nostalgia in it. I'm wondering, what was so special about that year, and who is the favourite band who was mentioned in the lyrics of 2009?
The year was just a big year for us separately. It was before the band started. We were both end of high school. Just going out and seeing heaps of incredible bands and learning what music can be. When you're in high school, music's pretty narrow, and what you think of as the options. And then when you get out into New Zealand music, punk scene, whatever, see all these bands touring the world and putting out incredible stuff, and it sort of just really opens up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what that's about. And favorite band, I think Nicole wrote those lyrics. I think most likely it's So Modern. But there'll be a few there. It's bands like So Modern and Die Die Die.
Mm.
Were big for both of us.
True.
Probably in that year.
True. I had Andrew Wilson on the show last week. He was a pleasure to talk to from Die Die Die.
Hey, cool.
So you mentioned that, it's in high school, it's a pretty narrow view of bands and art in general and culture. What made you investigate outside of that kind of narrow mainstream perception of music? Just going to shows?
Yeah, I'd say probably two main things. One is that my older sister was in a band in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing shows around the country and stuff. That was definitely pretty eye-opening. But also in Whanganui, where I grew up and where we live now, there was a DIY venue called the Eye of Night, and heaps of amazing bands, international bands came through, and I was like, wow, you can be from the US or Sweden, and there's heaps of crazy bands coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so fun.
Nice. The track Back Where You're From on the latest album dwells on what home is. As a duo who have lived in four different cities, where would the closest place you could call home be?
Probably where we live now, Whanganui.
Mm-hmm.
It is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And it's where we've sort of settled. While we were writing this album, we were sort of deciding whether we were going to stay in Auckland or move somewhere else. Move back to Wellington, where we had started the band, or back here. So it's a hard decision. I don't know. It's and it still doesn't, it doesn't 100% feel like home. But yeah. Always on that search.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is, you know, on that same track, you mentioned being kind of scared of settling down in one place. Why do you think this is? If you don't mind talking about it.
Yeah, I think, like, with Carbon Carb, we're pretty, what's the word, like, bouncing around a lot. Like, for a few years there, we were like, we'd be in Australia for a couple months and then like in Auckland and doing sublets and stuff to enable the touring lifestyle, because it's hard to hold down like a job or a flat if you're constantly going away for a month at a time or whatever. So I think the scary thing about it was like feeling like we were changing the lifestyle and like not being able to have that flexibility anymore, but trading it off for like, yeah, the freedom, but trading it off for like, I don't know, stability. And also just, it's pretty tiring doing that.
It will be. I imagine it's very exhausting.
For like years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you guys could probably be described as nomads, you know, given that you've moved cities a lot and you've got a love of touring. How are you feeling about the upcoming Australasian release tour for this record? You've got a lot of dates in there, don't you?
Yeah, 10 shows. We actually just got back from Australia. We just did those like straight after the album came out.
Oh, true.
A couple weeks ago.
True.
But we've still got the New Zealand shows coming up, including Dunedin next Friday.
Yes, at yours, I believe. Yeah. Great stuff.
But yeah, feeling pretty good about that. We really like packing our shows into the same space of time because I don't know, just like get really into the flow and it's fun.
Fair enough. Now this album was recorded at Monkey Studios, which was demolished in 2015, which means that you've probably been sitting on this album for nearly 10 years. Is that correct?
That's we recorded the first album at Monkey Studios.
Oh shit, I was gonna say. Because sitting on an album for 10 years is not.
That's wild.
Oh, never mind.
That was kind of confusingly written. But yeah, that's where we recorded our first album in Wellington.
Oh, right. I was going to say, if you're singing an album for 10 years, what makes it right to release it at this moment? But although it still has been quite a long distance between your last album and this album. What is it, like 6 years or something?
Yeah, it has been 6 years. The main reason for that was, is COVID, basically. We wrote a lot of the instrumental parts in like 2020. Quite a long time ago, but then we just lost steam because we decided if we couldn't play shows, we didn't want to release an album. That's basically
it. COVID another
that's basically
reason.
Why we added like 2 years to the time frame.
Ah, true. I guess that would have been a good complement of time to think about things and also further the themes of this new record. Is that another reason why you've settled down in Whanganui? Because of COVID?
Yep. I mean, we were kind of just stuck in, because we were living in Auckland before this, kind of just stuck there and wondering why we were still in Auckland. We lived there for like 10 years. So that sort of accelerated our move to Whanganui, where we are now.
Fair enough. Are you poor soul living in Auckland for 10 years?
Yeah.
What else have you got lined up for the 2024 creative calendar outside of Carbon Carb? Because I heard that you do some other music stuff as well.
Yeah, I do actually have like another album I worked on with some friends, like a recording project. It's called Yon Loader, and that's coming out in the second half of the year.
Cool. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, that'd be good. That one also took a little while, so I'm excited to have that one out.
Well, it's good to have quality over quantity, and it means that the more time you put into it, it means the more dedication you have, the more, mindfulness you have about that record. You know, I think that's a good approach to art creation in general, really.
Cool, I'm glad you think so.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, James. It's been lovely talking to you.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you very much. That was James Stutely from Carb on Carb talking about their latest record, Take Time, which you can find on streaming platforms all over the web. We gave away a vinyl and a shirt. of that album today. So that's pretty epic. It's pretty sick stuff. It's currently 10:41 on the Late Breakfast program here on Radio 1 91 FM. Te reo irirangi ko tahi. I reckon we play some Carb on Carb. Here is Home Again from that band, Carb on Carb. Rice on rice, baby. let's play some Carb on Carb and have a good time. Here we go. If I just... There we go. Alrighty. Home Again by Carb on Carb. You're listening to The One.
To a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.